You're listening to a podcast, The Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
So we just had Halloween, right?
Yes.
So what were you following?
I didn't dress up as anything this year.
Why not?
I just had surgery.
So?
What do you mean, so? It hurts still.
Yeah, but you already have, like, a costume. You have the bandages, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they still got some, like, bloodstains on them.
Yeah.
Perfect. You could be, like, a wounded war veteran.
Yeah, the only problem is if they hit that wound, I'm going to be in big pain.
Nobody's going to hit the wound. It's part of your costume. That's where you got shot. Nobody's going to be like, oh, is that where you got shot? Let me punch it. All you needed was like a rifle and like an old school World War II helmet.
And then it's kind of like they shot me in the abdomen.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I like how you got scientific. Yeah. I would have just said the stomach. You're still like traumatized from the surgery.
Yes.
And you're still uttering all these scientific terms. Better yet, you could have been like, I laid on top of a grenade and I saved my squad.
Ah, that was perfect.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So what are you this year? I'm a war hero.
I'm Private Ryan.
Yeah. Well, wait, did Private Ryan die?
No.
Oh, okay. As you can see, I never saw the movie.
Yeah.
So yes, you could have been like, I'm Private Ryan's much older and heavier Latino brother. Yeah, I'm his Cuban brother.
Version of, of him.
So what would your name be if you were like Private Ryan's much older and heavier Cuban brother?
Marco.
Okay, so you were Private Marco.
Marco Ryan.
Marco Ryan.
Yeah.
Clearly the adopted one. You're the one they feel bad for. I went, you know what? We're in Cuba. Why don't we just take him?
Let's take that one.
Yeah.
Look, the one that keeps eating the cake.
Yeah, it's not because he's malnourished. We're not trying to rescue him.
No.
He just looks, he looks like he'd be fun to be around with.
Right. As a matter of fact, he's going to cost us a lot because obviously he eats a lot.
Yeah. So maybe we should think about it.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe one day in the future, they'll both join the military and he'll save Ryan.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure he will.
Whose first name we never mentioned.
Right.
Okay, so what were you last year?
Last year, I went as a cholo.
Why?
Why not?
Wait, don't answer my question with a question. Why would you go as a cholo?
You feel like I was interrogating you all of a sudden?
Yeah, all of a sudden, like I felt like the spotlight turned to me, and I'm like, why is the spotlight on me? I'm the one that controls the spotlight. This is my podcast. Why don't you start your own podcast, and you can ask your own questions?
Well, let me see. To be honest, it was because it was...
Oh, no, wait. When you say to be honest...
Oh, I hate that, too. Why did I even say it?
It's such a pet peeve.
Me, too.
Because all of a sudden, I'm thinking, what, you lie?
The whole time. I was lying the whole time.
You're always lying, and now you've decided to tell the truth this one time? Well, to be honest, I'd like that. Thank you. I didn't know that you had to start every answer that way. But yes, I'd like you to be honest when I ask you a question.
That's funny because that was in the back of my mind.
That's another pet peeve.
I hate it.
That's another pet peeve. Don't tell me something you're going to say is funny before you say it. Let me be the judge of that, okay?
What if you don't laugh? Then it wasn't funny.
Exactly. Then don't waste your time telling me it's funny beforehand.
Okay.
Oh, this is funny. This is funny. I hate that. Oh, you're going to love this. That's another thing. Oh, you're going to love this. Check this out. I'm like, I already hate it. If you start with, you're going to love this, I hate it.
Well, that's crazy then. Because is that
again,
another pet peeve?
Another pet peeve. Don't tell me something's going to be crazy. Something's going to be crazy before I hear it. Let me be the judge of that. I majored in psychology in college. I know what's crazy. And right now, I probably sound crazy interrupting you so many times.
All right.
So go ahead and tell me why you were a cholo.
You're going to like this.
Again, you got to stop doing that. Stop conditioning your answer. I'll decide if I like it or not. Tell me why you were a cholo.
The reason I was a cholo was because it was last minute and I didn't know what to go as. So I had a bandana, I had a Sharpie marker, and I happened to have a toy gun. So I was like, cholo.
I know that we all have Sharpies. A lot of us have bandanas, right? For some reason or another. But why did you have a toy gun?
I think it was my nephew's gun that stayed at the house and I confiscated it.
And started playing
with it because I'm like, I can shoot this one around the house and nobody's going to get hurt.
I love how the real gun owner confiscates
the toy gun.
The toy gun.
It's like, you don't need to play with guns.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. Toy guns are bad.
Yes.
Real guns are good.
Yes.
So you like being a cholo?
For Halloween.
It was a good last minute costume.
Yes.
Did you get any compliments?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
For what? For coming up with something last minute?
Well, I dressed up as a cholo for the Pepe's Truth or Dare Halloween party.
Now, dressing up is one thing. Did you act like a cholo?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jose A. Rodriguez as cholo.
Orale, Eli, ¿cómo anda?
Now, I'm not really hearing the cholo. I'm just hearing a Mexican accent.
Well, that was what I was to say.
Okay, so now you're starting to throw some mannerisms. Now you're putting your arms out, right? Like you want to start a fight. For some reason, cholos do that. They just want to fight.
You got some beef with me, Ese?
Okay, so now you're looking for a fight. Is that
orale.
It?
Órale.
Every third word is órale.
Órale.
So before you left the house, you just looked in the mirror and went, órale.
Órale.
I'm ready to go.
That's right.
I got my Sharpie. Yes. Now, what did you use your Sharpie for?
To put a little teardrop.
No.
Yes.
Why the teardrop?
Because I had killed somebody when I was in jail. I had a backstory.
You wrote yourself a backstory?
I did.
Oh, jeez. What was the backstory?
So I had been arrested and
where?
At a theater. So I was studying to be in the performing arts as a cholo. Oh, I wanted to be a performer.
A cholo that, acting student?
Yeah, he wanted to be a performer.
You know how many cholos would jump you if you wanted to study theater? Like, that's not a way to get into cholo society.
Exactly.
So you were barely a cholo.
Right, he had to toughen up. So what happened was he got into a fight.
Who did he get into a fight with?
One of his fellow theater mates.
Stop. This is already making no sense. Acting students, theater people are not aggressive like that.
But the cholo was.
Oh, so the cholo went into acting school looking for a fight?
He didn't go looking for it. The fight found him. Like no. The guy started acting a fool and he got in his face.
No, you don't find fights in theater school or acting school. Okay, I went to acting school. That's the last place, you know, you go looking for a fight or finding a fight. They're not fighters. We actors, okay? So why in your backstory would you have an actor picking a fight with a cholo? Makes absolutely no sense.
Well, it made sense to this cholo.
Oh, okay. So, again, that last minute preparation
yes.
made you all of a sudden paint a theater student as yes. the aggressor.
Correct.
Right. And the cholo was the victim.
Yes.
Right. Continue.
He ended up in jail. And then in jail, he ended up killing somebody that started making fun of him because he was in theater for the performing arts school.
Again, so he was bullied.
Yes.
He was victimized.
The victim.
Well, you're really good at writing for victims. He yes. was pushed around till he could go no further. And then he had no choice but to defend himself and defend his honor. And he killed another cellmate.
Yes.
How?
With a shiv. That he made out of a toothbrush.
Of course, you would pick a shiv, right? Because you watch Lockup on MSNBC, right?
That's right.
And that's the go-to weapon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so now he killed the guy. Mm-hmm. So now he's doing life.
Yes.
But he got out to what? Trick or treat on Halloween?
No, he got out to do the Pepe show as an exchange performer.
The Pepe show at SAC.
Right.
Okay. And then he was going to go right back to prison.
Correct.
To serve the rest of his life sentence.
Yes.
Okay. A dangerous criminal. But deemed safe to perform for that one night.
For just one night.
Right.
Right.
And you thought that backstory was credible.
Solid.
Solid. No holes whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Did you at least go to the show with like a guard? That would have been fun.
Oh, that would have been. Where were you?
Oh, no. See, I wouldn't have allowed that. Because the second you would have like taken two steps away from me, I would have taken my baton and just beating you with it. And all I would have said was, back to prison, back to prison. Who let you out? Back to prison. That'd be the whole night. They'd be like, but let him speak. No, he's not even supposed to be out. Back to prison. And I'd just be pounding your head with the baton.
Now, unfortunately, nobody caught into those little holes in my story like you did.
They were just like, oh,
yeah.
It's so real.
This is amazing. Where'd you come up with this story?
It's like I'm really talking to a real-life cholo.
Yeah.
It's so authentic.
Órale.
Wow. Is that Spanish?
Eh, pues hombre, claro.
Oh my God, stop. I'm overwhelmed.
Don't make me shiv you.
Oh my God, he's bilingual.
Okay. In Mexican, they have an actual term for it. So what were you for Halloween this year?
I was some kind of zombie.
Yeah. Some kind.
Some kind, because it's a mask that I have that it just looks, I don't know, like a dead person or something. I don't know. And I put it on. I put on black clothes and then I scare my little nephews.
So you just wore a mask?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm telling you that, like you, I created a backstory. Okay.
So what was your backstory?
So this man was born in 1865.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. And and he died tragically in a sawmill accident.
Right as he was born, he died? Or you didn't give me, like, what age he died?
Yes, he was born. He was born in 1865. And he started working young because, you know, back in the day.
Right.
You know, so he was like three.
Okay.
And he was working 20 hours a day. And, you work that much, that young, you're going to die tragically.
20 hours a day. You didn't see a hole in that story?
Nope, not at all. not at all, Cholo. Serving a life prison, but still being allowed out to do a show.
Right.
So he died tragically, and he's been wandering the earth ever since.
Wondering or wandering?
Wondering why he's wandering, really. It's kind of, that's what makes him an unusual zombie. Because he's a thinker. He likes to wonder why he's wandering around.
So I got a hole that I need you to fill. He died at three.
Excuse me. You have a hole that you want to fill. I don't see any holes.
Okay.
So I don't see the need to fill anything. So I'm just indulging you for a second.
Okay, then just indulge me in this.
I'm indulging you.
He died at 3 years old.
No, I didn't say he died at three. I said he started working at three.
Okay, when did he die?
He died at age 27.
Okay, so yep. He started working at the sawmill at
three.
Very
tragic.
And at 27, he died. So he had 24 years of experience in this sawmill.
Yeah, but the sawmills, if you were working on them back then,
right.
They were very unpredictable, and the technology was very new.
There was no technology in 1863.
Right.
It was basically a saw.
Right. Except saws, were very unpredictable back then because of the lack of technology. That's what I meant.
Gotcha.
You know, they would get sharpened every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
So he cut himself with a saw, bled out, and died.
No.
That's what happened.
No.
No.
No. His partner. Yeah. Scotty Goodfellow.
Cut him.
Cut him. Yes.
Over what?
Over a woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now we're getting into the story.
Are we? Because, okay. I'm just struggling to survive here.
Yes,
over a woman. Her name was Sarah Jane.
Gotcha. And Sarah Jane had met them at school, I assume.
There was no school back then.
No school.
1865.
They didn't have schools in 1865.
No, they did not. They did not. They would do like shadow puppet figures.
Oh, okay.
And they would tell each other stories.
And that's how the people would learn.
That's how they would learn about where they came from a shadowy world of puppet figures.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then after he got killed,
yes,
he roamed the earth the rest of his life.
He wandered.
Wandered the earth.
Wondered why he was wandering. Because he was in search of Sarah Jane.
Ah, but in search of her, he did what?
He ended up finding that he could haunt people, right? And he got much greater satisfaction from that than actually looking for Mary Jane.
But he
did
only...
I say Mary Jane or Sarah Jane?
Sarah Jane.
Yes. Because Mary Jane was somebody he found much later,
yes.
But didn't mean anything to him. It was all about Sarah
and
Jane.
And Mary Jane is also slang for something else.
Again, that was not around in 1865.
Oh, it didn't grow back then?
Absolutely not.
It was invented?
It was a simpler time back then. It really was. It was just about sawing wood.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So then he wandered and wandered in the world.
Yep.
But he only scared people in Halloween.
That's right.
Okay.
That's because that's when he died.
Oh, he died on October 31st then.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Sure.
You agree.
That's so around the time of his death, mm-hmm. he is reminded of the tragedy that he had to endure, right? So he gets mad and he wants to like haunt people.
So you as your character, is he stealing candy from the kids? Like how does he scare the kids?
No, he doesn't steal candy.
What does he do?
Because there was no candy back then.
Oh.
You get me?
Yes.
So I just have to scare people, right? And the fear in their eyes makes me feel better because that's how my character, felt back in, in the 1800s when he tragically passed away in the tragic accident that was the sawmill accident that he endured tragically.
Gotcha. And as he's walking around, he's just screaming for Sarah.
Yes, Sarah Jane.
Gotcha.
Yes. Sarah. Yeah, yeah. And I'm going around scaring people, Yeah.
So he's yelling at like Marco Polo, except Sarah Jane.
Except she never answers back.
Right.
I don't go, Sarah.
But there's no Jane.
There's no Jane. Right. And that's what frustrates me. And that's what gets me more mad. And that's why I end up scaring more kids.
That is a great character, I got to tell you, with an absolute awesome backstory.
Thank you.
Yep.
It was solid, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And you believed that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You know what I mean? As an actor, we can't just put on a mask and just scare people. Because people always say, oh, what are you supposed to be? And you want to say more than just, I don't know, a zombie?
Right, you got to have a backstory to it. That's why you got to build it.
I want to be able to say I'm Henry and I died in a sawmill accident, very tragically, in 1892.
That's great.
Right, because they're going to be like, oh my God, tell me more about it. You see what I mean?
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm the hit of the party. I win the costume contest.
Because you have this huge backstory.
Yeah, unlike Cholo.
Well, I had a great backstory.
No, you had a backstory. Okay, it was not great at all. It involved killing someone and serving a life sentence.
Yes.
Okay, I, on the other hand, was killed tragically, okay?
Oh.
In a sawmill accident when Scotty Goodfella cut me over Sarah Jane.
So what you're saying is the biggest hole in my story was...
You were not the biggest victim. I was.
Right.
You were just a victim. Like, oh, look at me. They're making fun of me. Oh, look at me. They're pushing me to the brink. Oh, I'm going to have to fight back. No, man. I was cut in half by Scotty Goodfella. You understand?
So I should have been killed and then come back as the ghost of a Cholo.
That's the ghost of Cholo.
Right. That would be great.
Yeah.
That's next year's costume.
Yeah. And then you're going to have to explain what happened. Oh, right. I get it. Cholo was executed.
Right.
Because that's what happened in Murders.
Because he went to a theater company and they're like, Cholos don't go to theater companies. And then he got killed.
Oh, better than being executed. He was killed when he went back to prison.
Yes.
Even better.
Yep.
Yeah. So now he's going to come back and what? Seek vengeance on?
On everybody.
Except people in the theater.
Correct.
Because those are still good people.
Those are his homeboys.
Even though technically that's exactly what got him into trouble.
Right.
But he's okay. You don't see any holes at all in your story still.
None whatsoever.
Right. Denial. Yes. It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. So it's obvious we both like Halloween.
I love it.
Why?
Because you get to scare people, but at the same time, you get scared too. So it's cool.
What's cool?
Getting scared and scaring.
No. Scaring people is very cool.
It's very fun.
Getting scared is not fun at all.
For me, it is. Because getting scared to me is like you just sparked the flame that you shouldn't have. It's like if you scare me, I get excited. It's like, oh, you don't even know what you just started.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a boxer getting hit in the face.
Right.
Going, oh, okay.
Oh.
You want to fight?
Let's do it.
Oh, I get that. But I'd rather just punch you in the face. I don't need to get I don't need to get punched. You know what I mean? Like,
to get excited?
Yeah, you don't have to start something. I'll just do it. Do you remember the time that I scared you in the car?
Yes.
So let me just tell everybody. So we're stopped at a light. It's late at night, right? I'm behind you. I get out of the car. I sneak around. You have your black Suburban, right? All tinted windows. You can't see nothing, right?
Nope.
I sneak over to the passenger side. I open a door, and then I just go, rah!
And tell them what I did.
What?
I reached right now. I mean, I moved over to the side because you startled me, but I reached in between my seat because it's where I keep my gun. And I told you, don't ever do that again because you're going to get shot.
Yeah. And normally, I don't get that when I scare somebody.
Right.
You know, usually they go, oh my God, don't do that. You almost killed me. I never get somebody going, oh my God, don't do that. I almost killed you.
Right.
So then I was like, all right, mental note as I went back to my car. Don't ever scare Jose like that again because it was so good. I almost lost my life.
Right. Especially late night in the middle of nowhere in downtown Orlando.
But technically then, you loved it.
I loved it. It was like, I love that heart pumping part. And then you're like, okay, now we got to get him back. And by the way, I could get you back. You never know.
No.
It's coming.
No, because when I play, I always say, remember, I get to do the scaring. You can't scare me back.
Oh, okay.
That's
like
the
that
rule. Yeah. Yeah. When Ellie plays, I get to do the scaring and you just get to suck it up. I see, that's the thing. As much as I love scaring people, I do not like getting scared.
No?
Not at all.
Ooh.
Yes, if I go and pay, like if I go to a Petrified Forest, right?
Or Halloween Horror Night,
okay,
or one of those.
I'm paying, right? I am consenting to the act of getting scared.
Gotcha.
If I am not consenting, if I am not paying an admission price, I don't expect to be scared. And so when I'm scared, I get mad.
Ooh.
Like when Emmeline scares me, like around the house, I get mad. And it's ironic because I scare her multiple times a day. I'm constantly scaring her. Like if she's taking a shower, I love like waiting for her to be washing her face or her hair. And then I sneak into the bathroom and I stand right against the glass door of the shower. And sometimes I'll even open it really slow, right? And then I grab her. And she freaks out, right? And she's like, oh my God, I could slip and fall and die, you know? And then I'm like, all right, mental note, you know?
Don't do that again.
Don't do that again. So then now I'll just like stand by the glass door and I'll just press my face against it. So when she opens her eyes, I'm there and she freaks out, you know? And I'm like, good, I'm good. But then when she did that to me one time, like I got mad. Like I got viscerally mad. Like, I was upset for, like, 3 hours. Like, I wouldn't talk to her.
You understand? To me, when you scare somebody, you have signed a contract saying, game on.
Except me, I don't sign that contract.
Oh, you signed it.
No, I did not sign it.
Okay? You sure did.
Don't mess with me. I do not sign that. I scared you, and it's over. You understand? No. It's very unilateral. One time when I was young, my sister had the room in the attic with me, so on the other side of the house. I once waited for my sister for 3.5 hours. My hiding spot inside of her closet was so perfect. It took me that long to get in that I had to wait for her to get home. So when, you know, she got in her closet, I was going to jump out.
Right.
But she was like later than I thought. I sat in that spot for 3.5 hours. That's how committed I was.
Okay? That's awesome.
She came in. I was so tired of waiting that she barely walked into the closet. And I was like, blah, boo. You know what I mean? I wanted to get out, and it freaked her out. Right. And she was like, okay. Now I'm going to get you. And I'm like, no. I'm going to tell mom. Don't even do that. And I was like, mom, Marieli, it's going to scare me. And mama goes, did she scare you? I go, no, but she's going to. And I think you should tell her something.
Well, didn't she say he scared me first?
Yeah, she said it.
Okay, so then it's even.
No, it's not even. No, it's not about that, right? Two wrongs does not make a right, okay? It does not.
So you can commit the wrongs, they just can't be committed
absolutely,
to you.
Absolutely, right? Because it's the first wrong. And then you're supposed to tell me like you told me at the car. Hey, don't do that. I could have killed you.
Right.
And then I'd be like, okay, my bad. And it's over. It's done.
See, but to me, it's a mental note of, that was a good one. I got to come up with an even better one to scare him.
Now, do you remember the scare we did to Emmeline?
Oh, that was awesome.
So in case you don't know, I was out of town. And why don't you tell the story?
So you were out of town and you text me and you're like, hey, can you talk? And I pick up the phone and you're saying, I want to scare Emmeline at the house, but I'm not in town. Will you do me a favor? And I was like, all right, what do you want to do? You said, why don't you drive to the house? Call me when you get there. And I want you to knock really loud in the back door. And then when she moves to it, I want you to go to the front door and knock really loud and like shake it like you're trying to break in.
Yeah, because I knew she would call me and I wanted to be available so she when she called me, I could be on the phone.
Right. My first reaction to you was, you live in a nice neighborhood. I don't want to be a Hispanic getting shot in the neighborhood trying to get into a house.
Well, because this is Florida.
Yes. Yeah. So I obliged. I said, all right, I'll call you. So when I got out of the sack show, I called you as I was on my way telling you, okay, I'm like 5 minutes away, 2 minutes away. And then you called her because you had her on, what did you have her? You had her on FaceTime
when
I got there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So then I go to the back of the house and I start knocking, but apparently she couldn't hear it. So you're like, no, I need you to get closer. So I went to the front door and I start banging like somebody's trying to break in. And then, I don't know, you tell me from there what happened because she was on.
Well, I couldn't wait for her to call me. So I got on the phone, right? Because I actually wanted to see her reaction when she heard you. And so we're talking normally, and you're texting me that you're back there, you're knocking, but obviously she cannot hear it, right? Because I'm looking at her. So as I'm talking to her, I'm actually texting you, right? She doesn't see it. And then finally I tell you, go around to the front because I know she's near the front door. And the face she made when she heard you knocking was so precious, I took a snapshot of it.
Wow.
It was just one of those like magical moments. That again was beautiful because then I said, oh, I'm just kidding. It's Jose, right? And of course, she cursed me out.
Right.
She was mad. But it was fun, you know, because she's such a good sport about it. Had Emmeline done something like that to me, we probably would have broken up. You get what I'm saying? That's why we have to understand our limitations. I am really good at scaring people and not good at being scared. As long as we understand that, we can get along.
So you just like hitting. You don't like getting hit.
That's absolutely correct. That's why we're good friends. If you were to scare me, we probably no longer would be friends and you would no longer do the podcast.
Gotcha.
So you have to choose. Do the podcast or scare me. You know, it's that simple. Make your choice.
Right. That's good. Very fair.
And that was a podcast, the Ellie Castro Show. I am Ellie Castro.
And I'm Jose Rodriguez.
For more information on my shows, Mi Gente, you can go to elliecastro.com and you can follow me under Ellie Castro Comedy. There you will find the video that I did with Sandra and my son, where she's on the swing and he's wearing the costume that he wore for Halloween. It's a fun video that we did because our family, we were sharing videos of scary scenes by a swing, which, you know, can be very scary, right?
Yes.
Listen, all I gotta see are two little girls, like two little twin girls,
mm-hmm.
just standing by the swings and having the swings move,
mm-hmm.
and I'm good.
I'm done.
I'm not even asking them if they're lost or if they need help.
No. Nope.
I'm out. Yeah. I'm not even taking a chance. Yep. So Sandra and my son, we did a scene by the swings. You can check it out. It's a fun, fun video that we put together, which is always great to create, right? Because it's all fun and games. again, until you're the target of it. Then it's no longer fun.
Right. And you can find me trying to find a way to scare Ellie sometime soon.
Oh, so I take it you no longer want to be on the podcast. That's too bad. So I have to find another co-host.
You know what's worse than me trying to find a way to scare you is you thinking, when is he going to scare me?
No. What's worse is that you are no longer on the podcast. I'm not even gonna wait. I'm just going to just fire you right now. You're done. And I'm going to have to look for another a co-host starting immediately.
Okay.
Somebody that knows the rules. Somebody that understands the rules. Oh, I know. La Doctora.
Gotcha.
La Doctora, the new permanent co-host of El Podcast. Remember, mi gente, life is so much better when you're laughing and doing the scaring. Only doing the scaring and never being scared. Am I stressing that enough?
Yes. Pa'lante.